Phil Carroll back live here in the reception area at Q107, our live audience Wednesday. And boy, that was a pretty tough show about racism, but I think we all learned a little from it. Now let's lighten things up a little. You want to hear some music?
Yeah!
I don't think we heard enough yeses. Maybe we won't bother. We'll just continue to talk about racism. The Bourbon Tabernacle Choir is here, one of Toronto's hottest bands these days. And thank you for coming. Who wants to speak on behalf of the band? I'll start with Kate, because she's the only one whose name I can remember for sure, because your microphone is all wired up.
Okay.
You already made the show, but you're back. Thanks for coming. We appreciate it.
Well, that was really interesting.
Usually we have two or three guys come in, you know, with a couple of guitars and stuff, and they perform. You brought
Not
the whole
us,
band.
Though. I know.
Want to introduce everybody?
Well, we have Gregor Beresford on drums, and Dave Wall sings with me, and so does Chris Brown, and he plays the keyboards as well. He's playing a clavinet today. And Andrew Whiteman and Chris Miller play the guitars, and Jason Mercer plays the bass. And Gene is hiding, and I forgot about him. Gene plays the horns, and Philip Presnell is doing our sound.
Well, we'll find out how good he is in just a few minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
It's kind of a tough place to work. I saw you guys in the Elma Combo, I guess, a couple of months back now. Just a packed house.
Yeah.
I have to admit, it sort of surprised me a little bit, because your band has a great reputation, but no album yet, and you just have this incredible following.
We're
Where does that come from?
We're working,
we'll talk about the album in a second, but where do you think your following comes
just
from?
Just sort of constant touring, and we try and... Our show is... I mean, our whole thing now is live. I mean, that's the
and
only
we've
thing...
we've got a look.
We really
we've
do.
Got a great look.
Yeah, everybody looks good.
Especially today, for the
but
radio audience.
That's been our thing, is the live show. Now we're just about to go into the studio to record a record, and we've been working on getting a studio personality together. But I think people seem to think we put on an high-energy show, and we have a lot of originals, and we sort of change things up a bit. And
Chris, I know you want to talk about the album. You're pretty excited about it. Who's the producer? I think it's someone we should all know, right?
Jonathan Goldsmith.
Who's done work with
Bruce Coburn. Yeah, he's worked with Bruce Coburn recently with Gregory Hoskins and the Stick People, and numerous, Jane Sibbery, numerous Canadian stars. But he's wonderful. We're really excited about the relationship we have with him, and he's sort of there for the right reasons.
Now, his challenge, I think, is to capture the energy that you have live, because that's, as you said, what you're known for. So far, is that getting down on tape?
Well, we haven't actually gone in yet. We've just been in pre-production, and we hope that it's all going to work out.
Yeah.
I think
it's gonna
we're trying a different sort of approach and to try and actually sort of make a studio identity and make the songs stand out in a new way than they do live. Still have that energy, but have a sort of
some
new
of the stuff we're,
aspect.
We're, some of the stuff we're going to put live to tape, but other stuff we're going to definitely make use of the fact that we're in a studio and really exploit our talented friends, too, for the album.
Right. Now you've had a little extra exposure with the movie Highway 61, which did really well. Everyone thought it'd be kind of this cult thing, but it became a pretty mainstream movie. Has that helped you a lot?
It certainly has.
Yeah, very much.
It's helped us a lot.
It was just released in the States, too, which is great.
It got great reviews, too.
Because the soundtrack's being distributed down there.
So when you get a record together, will it be just a Canadian release, or working on an American to follow? What's happening there?
Well, yeah, we've started playing New York quite a bit, and we've had some interest down there. So there's people waiting on stuff down there. So hopefully we'll be able to attract the attention of certain people in important places who will want to throw our album right in there. So right now we know that we're going to be distributed in Canada. We have that guaranteed. But then we have, like I said, people down south who are waiting on it. So.
Okay, I'm using up all of your time, which we could be using to perform. So you want to do that? You got something you can play for us?
Sure. What are we doing now? This is a song by Andrew called Asleep at the Wheel.
All right, the Bourbon Tabernacle Choir.
When I'm
the strength of your embrace.
Tabernacle Choir, and I don't know if we're going to have time to do another song, are we? Doesn't look like it. So why don't you tell... They're all disappointed, I know. Sorry about that. You took up all the time, though. Yeah, with all your comments about racism. But you know what? We can tell people to come and see you live. How would that be?
Yes, good idea. They could come to the Alma Combo on Friday.
Friday the 15th?
This Friday.
That's this Friday. Yes, yeah. It is. All right, we'll take a short commercial break. Why don't you just whip something together? We'll play for a minute or two, and then we'll fade to commercial. How's that? All right, go for it. Bourbon Tabernacle Choir. Tabernacle Choir performing live in the lobby. We'll take a break and be right back to wrap up.